Welcome to the Junior Golf Blueprint, episode 48, presented by Matt Walter, PGA Teacher Professional. On today's podcast, I brought on the regional director for the Southeast of the AJGA. His name is Andrew Yeast. He was a fantastic individual to have a talk with. The AJGA is probably one of the most premier junior golf tours in the country, and they do a great job of getting kids from the junior golf ranks into college and bringing awareness to talented junior golfers. The podcast was a lot of insightful information, even for myself, of things I didn't realize that AJJ was a part of and doing. So I think this would be a really great a podcast for those junior golfers who are in that elite bracket or want to start becoming a more elite junior golfer. So, you know, listen to what Andrew has to say. There's a lot of great information. Their website, ajga.org, is a fantastic piece of information. Even if you don't play in the events, there's a lot of good nuggets in there, again, for college recruitment and, playing in tournaments for college golf. And as Andrew says in the podcast, there's other events that you can play in that can earn status with their tour. So you may have some stars or status in their tournament series without even realizing it. So let's dive into the episode, and I hope you enjoy what we had to talk about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so today on the podcast we have one of our regional directors from the AJGA, Andrew Yeast. Andrew, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, talking to us about the initiatives the AJGA has got cooking on and what you guys have been doing for a long time. For a lot of the listeners to this podcast, you know, some of them are just starting to look at playing some of your events or currently playing some of your events. So, I just want to get a chance to pick your brain about the AJGA and all the great things you guys are doing. But, first of all, tell us who you are and tell us a little bit more about the AJGA.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you, reaching out and getting us on here. We're always happy to inform those about junior golf and how to navigate the landscape the best way. But a little bit about the AJGA. We were founded in 1978. We've got about 7,200 members. This year we'll run about 120 different events throughout the country. We'll also do one in Canada and the Dominican Republic. Our age demographic is ages 12 to 19. And then we've got a couple different levels of membership to get started with, but really our main focus is to just provide playing opportunities through competitive golf in hopes that your son or daughter could earn a college golf scholarship. So that's it in kind of a nutshell. My job specifically is I oversee the 20 to 22 events that we have in the Southeast, and I don't actually run the events, but more or less I'm in charge of our strategic partnerships, our host venues, and our tournament committees throughout the Southeast.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I'm only 29 coming up on 30, but I remember playing some of your events when I was a kid, and the quality of golfers that participate in your event is second to none. You're getting some of the best players in the country and the world playing in your events. How'd that kind of come to be? I mean, how did you guys develop this into such a prestigious tour?
You know, it just kind of all blossomed out of you know, I'm kind of like you. I'm 29, still under 30, so kind of the heyday there of junior golf. But back in the early 80s, mid 80s, there used to be no real set type of junior program for golf. It was more or less just a bunch of scattered tournaments throughout the country each year. You know, you had your Big Eye, which is one of the oldest. You know, they play the U.S. Junior, the Girls Junior, but there wasn't anything. Those were all run by different entities. There was no one entity that could really put on this caliber of event week after week. And there was an opportunity there. The folks that founded us, you know, our executive director, Stephen Hamlin, has been here since 1984 and has really kind of taken it to this level of providing the highest level of junior golf throughout the country, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I have, you know, my more elite players getting their names into. And I mean, the best way to know where you stack up in the country is playing against some of the best players in the world in the field. And you're, you know, one of the few tours, if not the tour, to get on to really test a junior skill set. So tell us more about how players can get involved with the AGPA? I know there, you mentioned the membership. So run us through those three different membership types and how they differ.
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty simple, and there's a lot of detail that goes into some of the stuff that I'm sure we'll cover today. And I just encourage anybody that's interested in learning more, just visit www.ajga.org. We've got a whole roadmap of kind of how to navigate our system. But I'll shed some light on the membership types. Yeah, so we've got three different membership types. The first one is just your standard junior membership, and that comes with, you know, we're blessed to have TaylorMade and Adidas as our national partner, and through that membership, you receive, you know, 40% off TaylorMade and 30% off Adidas gear as being a member of the AJGA. That allows you to sign up for our events and also helps you to build some more status with us. And then after the junior membership is the Junior Plus membership. And basically what that is just a little bit of elevated level of tournament or of AJGA membership. You still get all the perks, but you also get access, a little bit more elevated access to some of the College Coaches Corner feature that we have through your player center, and also have the ability to upload swing videos to your player profile there as an AJGA member. And then finally, our third membership that we've seen quite a bit of uptick in the past few years is our Future Player membership. And this is for anybody that's under the age of 12 that wants to maybe get a little bit more information. You can also receive all of the benefits of those junior memberships, of those playing memberships. So the discount with TaylorMade and the discount with Adidas, you're able to have access to that as a future player. But this gets you your bag tag, gets you all the gear, all the gift packages, everything like that.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I mean, I remember it was funny when I first started playing in AJGAs, I made the joke to my dad, all the cool quote-unquote free stuff we got. And he's like, nah, don't worry, we pay for it.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's great that you guys. I mean, I know a lot of my kids that play in your events. They love the TaylorMade swag. I'm obviously a fan of the fact that we're supporting what you guys are doing. And I think, you know, as far as the memberships go, what would you tell, you know, kids that are, you know, just getting started up? How can they best take advantage of these memberships? You talked about that coach's corner and the recruitment side. How can they best take advantage of that?
Yeah, I mean, really just kind of if you're to a junior golfer, and, you know, I went through the program. I mean, I'm originally from Kentucky, so when I was playing, we didn't really have that many opportunities available, but I did play in a couple of events. And I would just encourage those that are interested in getting serious about junior golf and wanting to maybe pursue it in college to just really sit down and evaluate where you think your game is at, and just to kind of look at that. And then from there, you know, the best way to do it is you can check through our performance-based entry, which is how we determine all of our tournament fields, which I'm sure we'll touch on a little bit later. You can actually earn status with us through other events. We actually recognize about 1,300 different events throughout the country and the world to earn status with us. So you can take a look at our PBE, our performance-based entry roadmap, which is at ajga.org. You can maybe see where you've even earned status already. You're in a good spot and you want to sign up for membership, or you can sign up with us. And we have a qualifier series that take place with all of our summer events where you can also earn status. So just really evaluate and see where you're at. We've got different levels of tournaments to help you get started with us. But really just kind of seeing what direction you want to go and going from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's segueing perfectly into my next question. You know, a lot of getting into y'all's, you know, official events, not just the qualifiers, is based on that performance-based entry and the performance stars. So if you could enlighten us on how does that system work and how do players earn the stars and earn status to play in AJGA events?
Sure. No, great question, and that's one we get a lot for sure. And I'll try to simplify it as best I can. But originally, this system was put into place in 2003. You know, before that, getting into an event, you know, you actually had to submit a resume to the AJGA, and we went through it and looked at it and then determined our tournament fields off of that. So in 2003, the system was put into place, and basically what it is at each event, each AJGA event, and those other 1,300 events throughout the country, we award what we call performance stars. And those stars are what helps you build status to play in AJGA events. And our tournament fields, we don't assign a certain number of stars that it takes to get in each tournament, rather than, you know, if let's say we have a field size of 50 boys, then whatever that 50th boy, however many performance stars he had, that's how many performance stars it took to enter that event. So each event's different in that regard. But some of the easiest ways to earn it are, you know, we have a few different tournament levels. The first one is our preview series. That's geared specifically towards players that have never played with us before. You might be a junior or senior in high school. You're just wanting to get involved with high-level junior golf. You know, you can sign up for AJGA membership, and these tournament fields are geared towards those late bloomers, per se. So a junior who's going into his spring semester of his junior year, great way to get started. Sign up for AJGA membership, enter one of these preview events. You know, you get performance stars through those with a, you know, top 10 or top 20 finish there. You can also play in our qualifier series. That's geared just like a Monday qualifier on the PGA Tour. They take place every Sunday prior to our summer events. Summer events are Monday through Thursday. We'll do a qualifier on Sunday. You don't even have to play in the – if you don't want to even play in the tournament, you can still play in the qualifier. So great way to earn status there. And then our Junior All-Star Series is for players – specifically for players ages 12 to 15. These are just kind of what I like to term mini open events, which are our, the majority of our schedule in the summer. But only for players 12 to 15, they also have a qualifier. So if you're a younger player, you can earn status this way through those Junior All-Star Series events.
Yeah, awesome. Explain the stars one more time. The mic kind of cut out on you a little bit. So explain those performance stars real quick one more time.
Yeah, those are just there to provide a way for us to gauge the tournament fields. So essentially when you sign up for a tournament, we don't have a certain number of stars that are assigned to that event of what it's going to take to get in the event. It's all determined based off who else applies. So if we have a boys field size of 50, then whatever the, however many stars that 50th boy has, that's how many stars it takes to get into that event.
Roger. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing I remember back from when I was trying to play in these things, that you had to earn your way into them. And I, you know, it's funny you talk about that 2003. That's kind of like right in the window when I started playing it. That's when we were, I was like one of the first waves of trying to figure that out.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it can get kind of not confusing, but if you don't understand it, we've got a whole PBE roadmap there on our AJGA.org, or, you know, feel free to call our national headquarters. We actually keep track of players that aren't AJGA members who've earned status with us. So if you see an event where let's say you won a Hurricane Junior Golf Tour event and we awarded 2 stars to the winner there of that event, you can check that on our website, and you can also call our player services department and they can tell you what status you've earned with us, even though you're not a member of the AJGA.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really awesome that what you guys have done in partnering up with other tours like that, so that, you know, there's other opportunities for kids that, you know, may not be able to travel across the country and play all these events, that can stay local-ish but still earn status, so that when you guys do come to town, they can take advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, and I, at the end of the day, our mission is just to promote junior golf and to help, you know, these help players get college golf scholarships. So we're all in it together, per se, and, you know, it's junior golf's what we do, and we're happy to keep doing that.
Yeah, I mean, well, you guys are the you're sponsored by Rolex, but you're also the Rolex of junior golf tournaments.
Thank you very much.
So, it's continuing kind of down that performance based entries, you can also earn an exempt status or a fully exempt status. How does that work its way into the dynamic of entry for field for qualifying for events?
Yeah, no, perfect. Yeah, fully exempt status basically means that as an AJGA member participant, you're only allowed a maximum of 5 events each year that you can play in. And we do that just so we don't have the same, you know, 600 to 800 players playing in the same events every single week.
Right.
And so the easiest way to earn fully exempt status is if you finish in the top 5 for the boys or the top 3 for the girls in any AJGA open event. You can earn fully exempt status that way. For the Tennessee folks, I was just looking it up this morning. We award fully exempt status to the girls, Tennessee girls junior champion, and also the Tennessee boys junior champion become fully exempt if you win those events. And just like earning the performance stars, we do recognize events that are awarded fully exempt status for whether it's a top five or a top two finish in those events.
Gotcha. Yeah, one of my boys won that last year, so he got some status as he, and he's in college now, just ball. But yeah, I have a few of my kids playing in y'all's events, like the Winstone qualifier. I want to go down there and try and you know, status and things like that. It, yeah, there's definitely an opportunity, but I didn't realize that you had a five event kind of schedule for the juniors. I think that's a you know, a good thing. That was part of my question is, you know, how do juniors and parents balance a schedule through the AJGA? Because, you know, not everybody has an unlimited budget, but at the same time, you want to, you know, play in enough to get noticed. So how would you recommend building a schedule to best support, you know, earning some status and getting through in the rankings?
Yeah, no, perfect. Great question. Myself and the other regional directors through here at the AJGA, one of our main focuses every single year is we're in charge of producing the tournament schedule. All of the events, we work around the scheduling. And so you should be able to view our spring schedule here before the end of September. We've got that all ready to go to be released. Our office is actually going to be closed next week, which is why we're not releasing it right now, just because of the amount of it. But next week, before the end of September, we'll have our spring schedule released. We do that just so you can look at it, start plotting out the year for you, see where you're going to be at, what you might want to play in. And then our summer schedule, we're hoping to have released before Thanksgiving. So that way you can see, you know, 7-8 months in advance, you can start making arrangements, plotting out maybe what some of these qualifiers that you want to target with the AJGA or what open events you want to try to get into. But really, you know, the easiest way I like to explain it is just take a look at all of the other regional state events that you want to try to play in that are close to home, whether it's 2 or 3 hours or it's, you know, an hour down the road. And then kind of look at that with the AJGA schedule, and there might be some place that you're going that you have a qualifier on a Sunday before you're playing in an event on a Monday, a Tuesday, not even an AJGA event on Monday, Tuesday, but you can still target that qualifier if you're trying to earn status per se. So it's with the five events, just, you know, try to take a look at what works best for you. We try to do them in the most strategic areas, whether it's 3 and 4 hours from, you know, major population centers, but really just whatever works best for you is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, great advice as far as, you know, trying to keep it somewhat close to home. I mean, there's parents out there that will travel their kids, you know, halfway across the country and to tee it up. And, you know, I try and tell them, like, you know, you really don't have to go do that unless you want to go do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you've got the means to do that, then that's great. You know, and you can certainly do that. But, you know, I've just a story that I remember from my junior golf days is there was an AJGA event. We had an event in Bowling Green, and there was a U.S. junior qualifier the next day after the qualifier. So we went down on Saturday instead of going down on Sunday. And on Sunday, I played in the AJGA event, earned a couple stars there, and then the next Monday played the U.S. Junior Qualifier, also in Bowling Green, and then wasn't even worried about playing in the actual AJGA tournament, but was still able to play in that qualifier and earn that status.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I think, you know, parents nowadays, you know, versus when you and I were trying to come up through, there's just so much more information. There's so many more events to play. You know, you can definitely build a schedule much easier than it was like when we were there doing this 15 years ago. So that's definitely a benefit to the junior golfers nowadays, without a doubt. Explain the rankings a little bit for the kids out there that are, you know, serious contenders and, you know, might be, you know, in the top 100 of their class and things like that. How does the Rolex rankings work, and how do you guys, put together the field for the championship at the end of the year?
No, great question. I'll mention this too here in this segment that our player service department's a great resource for this. They can be reached at 770-868-4200. They can take you through all the rankings. I'm just going to touch on a couple of the basic things, kind of how they work. We could go real deep into these, but I don't want to say anything that might not be correct. But basically, the rankings are based off of all AJGA events and then about 16 different non-AJGA tournaments. You know, those are your major junior tournaments, the U.S. Junior Boys, the U.S. Junior Girls, Junior PGA, Boys and Girls, you know, the Bubba Conley, the Scott Robertson Memorial. I believe it's the Kathy Whitworth is an event as well that we recognize, the Junior Invitational at Sage Valley. And basically, these just help determine our Rolex All-American teams, our Wyndham Cup teams, the Junior President's Cup, Junior Solheim Cup, and Invitational fields, as well as the other international tournament selections. So quick way to think about it is each tournament has a point value. You can actually view those point values on the rankings website through the AJGA.org, and you can see what tournaments are assigned what value. And every tournament that will be assigned a minimum value, and the tournament will never go below that minimum value. So let's open event has 35 points of ours. It's never going to go below that 35. But, however, the value can increase throughout the year based off of the strengthening of the field. So, essentially, it's all about kind of who you beat to get to that level within the rankings.
Right. No, I mean that makes sense, too. You know, it's definitely a tough job, I would say, for you guys to sift that out. And I just recently talked to the guys at Junior Golf Scoreboard. It's like, you know, no matter how good you try to make it, there's always going to be some imperfections with the rankings, and there's always going to be some flux, and you're always trying to, like, just you're trying your best to make it as equitable as you can.
Sure, yeah, and that's kind of what we do with the minimum tournament values, and that they're never increased below that. So, you know, once it's locked in at that, at the start of it, you know, it's never going to go below that, but it does have the ability to go above that. And through that, it's just like anything, you know, there's a value placed on it. And then you can actually see on the rankings website, you know, let's say the value of a tournament's a 70, you can actually see where you finish, what quality points you'll earn with that finish to go to your ranking. It has a whole, there's a spreadsheet on there that you can look at that coincides with each level.
Oh, definitely. That's awesome. So kind of shifting away from all the playing side just a little bit, y'all have a lot of awards and honors that you hand out. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the website now and there's just a, you know, a whole bunch of great things that y'all do to recognize the different juniors across the country. And I imagine a lot of that helps in the recruitment process too. So if you could just kind of highlight for us, you know, how do you guys help with that recruitment process? How do those awards help maybe, you know, and kind of elaborate more on that next step for the junior golfer?
Sure. You know, I think the really cool thing about what we're able to do is that, yeah, we've got the Rolex All-Americans and we're able to recognize though, but we actually have a coaches membership that if you're a college golf coach, you can sign up for. And we actually have about over 1,000 different college coaching memberships through the AJGA. And so with that next step, and, you know, everybody here sees the, you know, the Power Five, you know, your SECs, your ACC schools, but there's so much opportunity available out there for those that want to play college golf, whether it's at the junior college, to NAIA, Division II or Division III level, that, you know, with our events, these coaches can see that through their membership. And so, you know, some of the awards that we'll give out, yeah, we've got our All-American awards and what have you there, which are great. But, you know, you think about it, each All-American team's only got 10 boys and 10 girls on it. But through our events, you know, we see on average anywhere between 10 to 15 different college coaches coming out to those events, men and women. So, you know, for instance, we had an event in Montana this past week, and we had, you know, the Rocky Mountain College, which is an NAIA school that was out there recruiting kids. Also, you know, like Arizona State and Oregon State were also there. So there's lots of different opportunities, but we do have provide probably the most exposure with that through our coaches membership.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome stuff, because, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really hard to get a Division I Power 5 school scholarship. But there's so many scholarships out there at, you know, other Division I schools, like you said, Division II, NAIA, where you can still go get a strong education. And I actually just read an article a couple weeks ago that there's still girls scholarships that kind of go unused, is what I was saying, which is, you know, amazing to me.
Yeah, no, that's great. And we've done, you know, a couple years or a few years ago, we created another level of events that's geared towards strictly college seniors that haven't committed to a school yet to play golf. And those are called our senior showcase events. And actually, we will each winter time out in Las Vegas and in correspondence with the college, we conduct a tournament there in Las Vegas called the Senior Showcase. And that has a tournament field of around, we just added a third event that has a tournament field of over 200 junior golfers. And it's strictly for players that are seniors in high school that haven't committed to a school yet. And we do that in conjunction with the coaches convention, obviously, and, you know, for the reasoning behind it, that there's 400 coaches out there. And, you know, last year when I was out there, I think we had 170 different college coaches. You know, that's not to say that it's all Division I, but for the most exposure there, it's just, you know, we've got players that are getting scholarship offers on their 18th green and stuff like that. It's a really, really cool experience, and it's definitely our mission directly in action.
Man, that is really cool that you got that on. And at the end of the day, some kid's walking off the green and the coach walks up to him and says, "Hey, how do you feel about playing at my school right now?"
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's you know, there's one story that goes around, and it's this, I can't remember, I don't know the school exactly, but there's a coach that comes out there and he's like, "All right, I need three players." And we're like, "Perfect. This is what we're here for." You know, there's so many deserving players and kids out there that deserve that opportunity. And, you know, we're blessed to be able to give that to them with that, with all those coaches there.
Yeah. And yeah. And Kill, still piggybacking off of that, y'all do this thing with your ACE grant. Well, y'all have done a huge amount of money and reimbursement to recipients. And I mean, tell us more about the ACE grant and everything that y'all do with that. That's just a phenomenal thing you guys got going as well.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. We're very proud of that. The ACE grant was started in 2003. And basically what it is, it's a financial reimbursement program or a scholarship, as we like to term it as. You have the athletic or the athletic ability and the skill to play a national junior golf schedule, but you might not have the financial means. And it's a fully refundable reimbursement program that you're able to apply for. And we take care of all the travel expenses, tournament entry fees, and what have you there. Our team does a wonderful job. We've reimbursed over $3 million as of this year, which has equated to, with those players, to over $14 million in college scholarships that those ACE grant players were able to earn through that program.
Man, that's huge. That's so huge.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful, and we're very proud of that. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's one of the things that most people don't know about, and I would just encourage you to jump on the website, go to AJGA programs, click on the ACE grant, and you can actually see if you're eligible with a quick calculator, and then feel free to call us at all if you have any questions about that program.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive to say the least, and especially with the cost of schools going up every year, it feels like, you know, I'm nervous when my boys have to go to college. I might have to tell them to get a real job.
No, that's
that's a great initiative y'all done. Andrew, you know, I want to toss this back to you a little bit. If there's something I missed that, you know, you are doing at the AJGA, please, you know, take this moment to kind of enlighten us on, you know, some other things that you guys got going on that's coming up maybe in 2019, or you guys are working on to better the AJGA and to better junior golf.
Yeah, I mean, we're really just taking a look at strategically you know, what makes the most sense for us at the moment. We're constantly trying to improve, and, you know, we're always open to kind of any different ideas, but really some of the cool things that we have going are the ACE grant's doing really well, and we're excited about that. You know, the new NCAA recruiting changes, for those that are familiar with that, you know, we're lucky enough to be in a position that we're in that, you know, it's not going to really, I guess it's not going to affect us too much. You know, but other than that, I would just encourage anybody that's interested in getting involved with us, you know, feel free to reach out to me, or anybody here at the AJGA. We're always happy to help navigate the junior golf landscape because we know it can be confusing. And we know that it's kind of time consuming, as everybody else kind of has a full-time job, I guess. So we're always happy to help.
Yeah. Well, y'all do an outstanding job. I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys got a lot going on now, getting ready for next year. I just appreciate the time. Andrew, what again, just run us through the best ways to if parents want to reach out to the AJGA, you know, throw us the website again and some of the best ways to contact you guys if they have questions.
Yeah, no problem. Our website is www.ajga.org. It's a great resource. You can also call our national headquarters line. It's the number there is 770-868-4200. Any questions about tournament fields, the best way to get going with the AJGA, there's a lot of good information on our website. But if you'd like to speak to someone in person, please call that main number and ask to speak to someone in our player services department. And they'll be able to get you squared away on the right path. So feel free to contact us at any one of those numbers, and feel free to follow us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the time. You have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. I look forward to chatting with you guys again in the future.
All right, Matt. Thanks so much. Thank you for the time.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Wow, that was a bunch of good information regarding the AJGA. I hope you guys picked up some nuggets. I know I did. The AJGA has so many great things going on. The ACE grant really is a fantastic initiative that they've taken on to help kids with their financial needs in college. So great job on them for doing that. The amount of praise I have for their organizations, just I can't say it enough. They really run a tour-like event for junior golfers. If you've never played in one and you're a competitive golfer, I strongly recommend you doing it. The experience is second to none. You're going to feel like a tour player for 3 days. So if you haven't done it, get in there, get after it. There's a lot of ways to get involved. Obviously, they were talking about the preview series, the qualifying for events. So, you know, take some initiatives behind that. And if you haven't looked at the player of the years of who's on that list, you'll recognize a lot of those names as they are on the TV right now. So this tour really does produce a quality junior golfer. So with that, we'll wrap things up. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I appreciate you guys listening. If you enjoyed what you've heard, please subscribe to the podcast on either Apple or Android devices, and follow us on social media. The Facebook page is Junior Golf Blueprint, or you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Matt Walter PGA. You can always send me your questions, ask to be on the podcast. I love having people on there talking about your story. If you have a unique story you want to get on here and talk about, or you have something that you want to promote for your junior golf business, whether it be the junior tour or you're an instructor looking to get your name out, please hop on. Love to have you. And until then, we'll see you guys soon.